You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Thikshan Arulampalam, the co-founder of Wastegate, where one person's trash is another person's treasure. Thikshan has over 15 years of experience in the technology and financial fields, both in the U.S. and overseas. Thikshan, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to have you this morning. Certainly looking forward to hearing more about Wastegate. For starters, why don't you get into what Wastegate is and how it works briefly?
Right. Wastegate is a platform that helps people swap stuff they don't want for stuff they do. It is a completely free platform. So I'm going to give you an example, the listeners an example, so they get an idea of how it works. Imagine you had a bicycle you no longer wanted. You would take a picture and you would upload it on our platform or mobile apps. And when you do that, you have three options. You could say it's dead, you want to swap it, or you want someone to come and take it from you as soon as possible. Say on the other side, or anywhere in the space of Wastegate community, someone else had a set of golf clubs that someone else took a picture and uploaded. In the likely event that you had a match for your golf clubs, pardon me, for your bicycle, for the golf clubs that someone else has, then we have a match on Wastegate. Was I clear so far, or did I confuse you?
This is absolutely brilliant. You got to love that. So tell me, as far as the founding of the company, how many co-founders are there and where are the co-founders located?
So my co-founder, Rangana, he works out of Sri Lanka and he lives in Sri Lanka. I live here in New York City and work out of New York City. Rangana handles the technology aspects. So he pretty much covers everything technology, from architecture to design and development. I handle business development, marketing, and media, and, of course, funding and the investors.
Why did you opt to cover it in two different time zones, basically really covering it globally? It makes a lot of sense. I think I answered my own question, but I'll let you take it.
We looked at the synergies, and we also looked at two primary things that are key to any startup. It's cost and delivery. And I had worked previously with Rangan on several different mobile apps and platforms. That was one of those reasons. The other one was the cost benefit of working cross-border, because we could produce or develop the software much less than we could do here in the U.S., but that was not the only reason. The expertise that Rangan and the team helped us to have 13-hour turnaround on certain changes, on certain implementations, that is very different to say if we were located here in New York. So our cost would be much higher, plus the turnaround time might be much longer given that we are on the same time zone.
Makes sense. Today we're joined by Thikshan Arulampalam, the co-founder of Wastegate, where one person's trash is another person's treasure, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Thikshan, who are your primary users right now?
Right now we're seeing a lot of people aged between the age groups of 19 and 26, primary college kids. I won't call them college kids, college persons. I think they're much more knowledgeable on things than I am sometimes when I talk to them. So we are seeing a lot of university students having an interest in it on one side. On the other side, we are getting a lot of interest from young adults. When I say people between the ages of 26 to about 30, 35, are looking to swap stuff like furniture. They have clothing. So if I can put it simply, I would say on the supply side, we are seeing people aged between 25 to 35 wanting stuff to away stuff, people aged between 19 and 25 wanting stuff. So those are our key users. I mean, from the media, I would pick the phrase, millennials are the ones that we are seeing a strong evidence from.
Yes, sir. And lastly, how are your users signing up?
So mostly our traction has been personal and through word of mouth. And social media has had its benefits. I would say it's organic discovery, where people come to us by word of mouth or through them meeting me at various conferences and events and then asking me about, just like you did, what does Wastegate do? And then they go, oh, cool, let us sign up, you know? And then we encourage them through our platform. Every time somebody signs up for Wastegate through our platform from the feature that we call Wallet, that you can introduce your friends. And for introducing friends, you get points on our platform. And therefore, there has been some incentive for people to come on and be a part of Wastegate. Just more than, in some sense, I would say, than from an environmental drive, which motivates people. Also, there's an excitement. So the two E's would be environment and excitement coupled together.
Well, certainly is absolutely brilliant, really a no-brainer, and it's hard to believe that there are not others out there doing this. This is absolutely phenomenal. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Wastegate online?
Yes. So if you go to www.wastegateapp.com, so remember wastegateapp.com, you can get more information. We are on social media, on every channel from Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, to Instagram, and the handle there is at Wastegating. So remember the two things, www.wastegateapp.com and at Wastegating for Twitter and Instagram and other social media like Facebook.
Excellent. Thikshan, certainly has been a privilege to have had you here today, and best of success to you moving forward. Certainly has been great to connect with you today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Look forward to talking to you again and really appreciate the reach out.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Thikshan Arulampalam, the co-founder of Wastegate, where one person trashes another person's treasure. Definitely go check out the website ASAP. It is WastegateApp.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPM, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.